singing by the choir. Appreciate all their efforts this week and their hard labor, and they've been a blessing to us. It's time for preaching tonight. It's been our privilege to have Dr. Mike Bagwell with us these past two nights. I'm looking forward to what he has in store for us from the Word of God tonight. Brother Mike, you come on around and you carry out the service as you feel led. It's just a joy to have you. Amen. I like that red tie. That looks sharp. Amen.
We begin Wednesday night in the first Psalm. Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3. In my opinion, and that doesn't, but it is that, my opinion, that may be the most important sermon I've ever preached at Taylorsville. Amen. Learning to, Scott, you're going to have to raise your hand again, son. Beg. Amen. God. Yes. To know how to delight in that book. Amen. Meditate. In that book, day and night. If I can ever get that down, I hope I hear an amen. God will take care of the rest. Amen. He'll do the blessing. Amen. Last night, I tried to go somewhere in the middle of the book of Psalms. And we looked at Psalm 82. And we have learned that God, I need an amen, is the Most High God. Of course, we're not going to talk about that tonight. Where do you go tonight? I sort of wanted to stay in the Psalms. And here's what I thought. Since we started with the first, then we went to the middle, why not end with the last? Amen. Psalm 150, if you'll turn there in the Word of God. Psalm 150. While you're turning, preacher, I'll do this very briefly. I would like to mention, we call it our evening, yes, sir, meditations, video Bible studies on our YouTube channel. There are 700 and something such Bible studies there now. We've gone through the book of Acts, the book of Job, the book of Philippians, the Gospel of John, most recently the Song of Solomon. Right now we're going through the book of Revelation. I'd like to invite you, it's just an invitation, to come and study with us. I probably got 50, maybe 75 of these little bookmarks. And the neat thing about them, they have that QR code. Scan it and it'll take you right to the current lesson. And I'll be glad to give you one after the service, at least as long as they last. Evening meditation, Bible studies. There's nothing like the Word of God. Amen. Psalm 150. I'm going to read it. And I've not done this all week. I believe we ought to stand while I read it. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His, you tell me. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the, and I can't help but think of the orchestra, Brother Steve. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise Him with the timbrel. All of these are musical instruments, aren't they? Praise Him with the, Praise Him with the, you give me the word. Did I miss it? I thought I was up to the word dance. That scares us Baptists, you know. praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. And then this, let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. You may be seated. I feel good just reading that chapter. My, my, my. He's worthy of our praise, isn't he? We're not in class tonight. We're in the pulpit, and I realize that. But I have to give you a little rule of thumb on Hebrew verb structure. Again and again, we're going to see the word praise in this text. It is spelled H-A-L-A-L, halal. I'll define it in a minute. But every time but one, it is expressed in the P-L stem. That's spelled P-I-E-L, the P-L stem. And then it's in the imperative mood. Praise ye the Lord, P-L stem, imperative mood. What in the world does that mean? The P-L stem in Hebrew means that, and I don't know how to put it, you kick it into high gear. It means you put some oomph, some emotion, all your heart into your praise. And it's P-L stem all the way through this psalm. An imperative mood, every time but one, imperative mood. What does that mean? And everybody in the house, it is a sheer command from Almighty God. Will anybody say amen? God has commanded us to praise him. Amen. You know, I tend to look at it as an emotional thing. I'm feeling good. God's been so gracious to me. I just believe I'll haul off and praise him. Technically, Hillel, it's got nothing to do with how I'm feeling. It's got nothing to do with what kind of day I've had. It's got nothing to do with what kind of mood I'm in. It is a stark command from Almighty God. Let me tell you what it means. Praise him whether you've had a good day or a bad day. Praise him if there are no clouds, or praise him if you're in the middle of a storm. It is a command. It then is an act of the will. I praise him because I decide to obey and praise him. Praise ye the Lord. That first line in verse 1 in Egypt. I gave you the word, it's Hallel. Let me define it. It means to, right out of a lexicon, to celebrate. To celebrate. Is there anybody in this building tonight with anything to celebrate? And to whom do we owe that spirit of celebration? Will you say amen? We owe it to him. To celebrate. The heart of the word means to shine. That one's a little harder to shine. This sentence might help. If Jesus is in your heart, sooner or later your face will find out about it. And if your face finds out about it, will I get an amen? It will shine. That's a form of praising the Lord. Get this. To boast or brag upon. Praise ye the Lord. To boast or brag on him. I got a feeling tonight there are 100 of you that could stand up and occupy 10 very wisely invested men, just bragging on him, just telling us what he's done for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. And then one very obscure meaning, rare in our King James Bible, it is translated to marry. To marry. All right, preacher, I get that. Praise ye the Lord. But to marry? I don't know how to say it. I'm going to marry him one of these days. I'm on my way to the wedding now. How about y'all? It's called the marriage supper of the Lamb. Glory to God. Praise ye the Lord. A command. I have no choice if I'm going to obey him. Praise ye the Lord. Let's look a little further into verse number 1. Preacher, I may bring my Bible over here. I just stand in this area. Oh, hey, there's some more instructions here. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise God in his sanctuary. The word, Brother Jamie, and you know it, it's Kodesh. Q-O-D-E-S-H, and it means his holy place. It's got the idea of a place separated totally to him. Amen. In his sanctuary. I'm going out on a limb, but I don't think it's too far out on the limb. I believe we're in a sanctuary tonight. Somebody mentioned Brother Hinkle Little a little while ago and his son. Oh my, doesn't that take you back through the years? The Word of God has been preached in this place. I'm just going to go ahead and declare, I believe this is a holy place. I believe the church where you go and worship God's a holy place. Praise Him in the sanctuary. I don't know. That might be telling us it's okay to praise Him right here. To glorify his name under on the shavings. Amen. Praise him in the sanctuary. Oh, Brother Bagwell, I believe we ought to praise him out on the job. I believe, and I'll say amen to every bit of it, but it wouldn't hurt us every now and then to strip ourselves of our dignity, lay aside all of our inhibitions, and just cut loose and praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, wait a minute. Praise him in the sanctuary and praise him in the firmament of his power. Firmament. I looked up that word this afternoon and it means expanse. I think this is the idea. The firmament of his power. Oh, I've got to ask you this. Does anybody think there's anything up there praising the Lord? I sort of believe there is. Here's what I believe, Psalm 19:1. I believe the heavens, that's the firmament. I believe the heavens declare the glory of God. I wish I had time, and I'm not going to take the time, but I'm going to give them an idea. Look up one of three or four or five good books on the gospel in the stars. The gospel in the stars. I believe God created every one of those stars. Now, the devil's been able to attach some meaning to them. I think that's called astrology. But I'm telling you what, before the devil ever got a hold of the stars and ruined the stars, my God created those stars, and those stars have meaning and they have significance. I'm going to give just a quick example. In those heavens, there is a constellation with a virgin woman. The names of the stars in Hebrew identify her as a virgin woman. Amen. And she is holding, you're not going to believe it, a little baby boy. I've heard that before. I've read that somewhere. Could I make an announcement? That's how this thing got started. A virgin gave birth to a baby boy. His name is Jesus. He's our Savior tonight. Hallelujah. It might interest you to know there's a constellation called the Cross. It's called the Southern Cross. We can't see it from where we are. And the virgin birth, the cross of Calvary, and then there's a constellation. It's the ocean. And a great fish, like a whale, coming right up out of the ocean, arcing over the water. I'm reminded of a verse. As Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth, so will the Son of Man. But Jonah got out of that whale, and thank God Jesus got out of the heart of the earth. Up from the grave he arose. Hallelujah. Praise him in the firmament. Wow. That's the birth, death, and resurrection. If I had time, I'd tell you about living the Christian life. If I had time, we'd look up there in the firmament and find out some things about the second coming of our Lord. And there's a great man up there in the heavens. The stars identify him as a champion of a man. And his hands are lifted high in victory. Hey, I don't know if I did. And under his feet is a snake. He is stomping that snake. He is killing that snake. He is smashing that snake. I don't have no trouble applying that one. How about y'all? I'm glad my Savior has crushed the head of that old devil. Amen. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Let's go to the next verse. Oh my, be verse 2. Praise him for his mighty acts. Celebrate. Brag on him. Uplift him. Get plumb smiley and bright about it. Realize we're going to marry that great God someday. Praise him for his mighty acts. I need not draw that out. See if I can get an amen. He sure has some mighty acts to his credit. How many of y'all believe he drowned that whole army of Pharaoh? How many of you believe you got 3 Hebrew children out of that burning fiery furnace? How many of you believe the grave is empty tonight? How many of you believe he really is coming back? I call them mighty acts right there. Praise him for his mighty acts. Let's go further. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Interesting word there. According to his excellent greatness. I defer discussing the adjective and I will discuss the noun greatness. Let me show you what it means. It is something, I don't know if this is going to go over or not, that gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And the longer you look at it, the bigger it gets. Amen. Preacher, that doesn't make any sense. Now, I want you to understand something. He's almighty. He's omniscient. He's omnipresent. He can't become any more than he already is. That's the doctrinal side. But let me show you this little pygmy side. Let me show you the side of a child of God trying to grow, trying to chase after the axe head. Every day I look at him, I don't know if he gets a little bigger and a little bigger. My goodness, preacher. Last week we got to preach a revival. He got big. And right here tonight, he's getting bigger and bigger. And he'll keep getting bigger till we lay our eyes on him. Hallelujah. Praise him for that. Wow. Let's look just a little bit further. Yeah, verse 3. Now, we go from generals to specifics. Praise him with the, let me rehearse them, trumpet, psaltery, harp, timbrel, dance, stringed instruments, organs, loud cymbals. I need an amen, obviously. That is an orchestra of some kind. Come across a fella sometime back. He didn't believe in instruments while we worship. Especially stringed instruments. This didn't believe in them. It was against their particular religion's policy to have stringed instruments. Then what I asked him, I said, what do y'all do when you sing? Get this. He said, we don't use nothing but a piano. Anybody with me? That thing is so full of strings, I don't know how to describe it to you. I wouldn't be surprised when we get to heaven. There's going to be a grand orchestra. It's going to be like camp meeting reduplicated. And God's going to get honor. And God's got, he invented good music. God, that God invented it in the first place, ladies and gentlemen. Let's just look at them very quickly. And I can hear it. It's like I can hear the, oh, Lord, my God. When I, how great thou art, praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Let me give you that word trumpet, the definition. It means something shiny, clean, new, reflective. It's got the actual idea of something beautiful. And a trumpet certainly can be that. But I had a thought. I don't even know if it's hermeneutically correct, but I had a thought. What if when we get to heaven, they're not only going to be stringed instruments and trumpets and timbrels and all the rest? What if these instruments represented, some of us, old sinners, saved by the grace of God? Frank W. Borum, you love him. He tells a story in one of his books of a man, he's a shepherd. Oh, I got to do this quick. He's a shepherd. He's brought his flock down to the side of the water, still waters, and there are little reeds, little rushes growing down there. A reed is a long, hollow, like a straw. Vegetation growing up. He saw one that a careless shepherd had stepped on, stomped, and broken. A broken reed. I'm in Matthew 12, y'all. And that loving, kind, wise shepherd picked up that broken reed. It's good for nothing. Why, you throw it on the fire, it'll give a little bit of light and more. But he didn't throw it away. He took that broken reed, he clipped it a little on this end, a little bit on that end. He notched it 3 or 4 times, and he picked up that broken reed and put it to his mouth, hope I get enough, and began to play that thing. And what was junk, what was trash, in the hands of the right shepherd, and we do have the right shepherd, hallelujah. He turned that thing into a music-making, praise-producing instrument, and we're all broken reeds. We're all good for nothing off the trash heap of history, but thank God the shepherd came. He picked us up. He didn't throw us away, and he's using us to praise his name. Trumpets. I've got to hurry, I know, but trumpets. Shiny. First class. Beautiful. There are in this building tonight, God's got him some trumpets. I have no doubt about that. I think some of them have preached. I've enjoyed these morning services, these young boys preaching. I'm not going to guess who it is. That's God's business. Let me tell you about them trumpets. They can preach. They can sing. They can probably play an instrument. They're good with people. They're not introverts. It's good. I want to just say something to the trumpets right now. I don't like you. I have trouble with them trumpets. I can't sing. I can't play. I ain't no good with people. all in the world, and not much of a preacher, but I'll tell you what, there's some trumpets here tonight. Hey, if you can preach, if you can sing, hey, let's lay the preaching aside. If you can teach Sunday school, let's lay that aside. If you can go to church faithfully Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, and you got a smile on there, you may be one of God's trumpets. And if you are, I've got some advice for you tonight. Cut loose and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Folks smiling all over the building. And I don't have a doubt, probably the best group represented. Bunch of trumpets here tonight. Aren't you glad trumpets can praise the Lord? I got to hurry. Trumpets. Oh, praise him with the psaltery. You see that one? P-S-A-L-T-E-R-Y. Let me tell you what it is. It is a rounded at the bottom with a stem musical instrument, a psaltery. But now I want to tell you what the word for psaltery means. Right out of Strong's Concordance, if you want to go there. Skin bag. Skin bag. You say that don't make a lick of sense. They took those skins. They shaped those skins. Curtis, they sewed those skins together, and those skins became their bottles, their vials. They'd hold their milk. It'd hold their water, skin bags. And I thought, now here's where I'm going to lose the smiles. Preacher, you call me a trumpet anytime you want to. Shiny and Molly. You better not get up there and call me a skin bag. Doesn't sound like much, does it? Skin bag. I just want to make an announcement. Whatever they are, they can praise God too. Hallelujah. Oh, years ago, I preached this one night years ago. I used this text, and I don't know when. And God laid it on my heart this afternoon. And I'd preached it one night, skin bag. And this fella come up after the service. He's a smart aleck. See if you get it. He said, I believe I got you figured out, brother. Bagwell. I kept my eye on him the rest of the meeting, I'll tell you that. Skin bag. That's what I am. Old country preacher. God had to come out Bethel Road to find me and save me. Little old introvert. I did my first preaching under Grandma Green's June apple tree. I got in there and got cut loose preaching. And that's all I am. I'm an old skin bag. But I'm glad he died for skin bags. I'm glad he loves skin bags. I'm glad he saved skin bags. And I'm glad us old skin bags, we can get right in the same orchestra as you trumpets, and we can praise God too. Hallelujah. Now we got two groups in the orchestra. Look quickly with me, if you will. Let's see. Trumpet, psaltery, I believe it's harp. Praise him with the harp. Now everybody knows what a harp is. I think it's a beautiful instrument. We love it. Pretty sure they're going to be harpers harping in heaven. I should have got more amens there, but we'll let it slide. Harp. Strong's Concordance, not my laptop, not it goes there too, but here's what harp means, to twang, T-W-A-N-G, to twang, oh my goodness, I don't know how to say this, everybody cannot sing equally well. God's got him some singers, and we all praise God for them. But God's got him some twangers, too. I've had the privilege of hearing a few twangers before I preached. They couldn't sing a lick, to be honest with you. Twang to twang. You're not telling me God can use harps, twangers, to praise his name. Let me tell you my history of singing. It was a Sunday morning. I was pastoring back in that time. And oh, God was just blessing the choir. Of one of those, they were really on target. They were singing away. I was sitting over here in my pastor's chair. I got so touched, I stood up. And I got a little close to the microphone. I saw him, the fella in the sound booth. He kept going. I know what was wrong. Then he did this. What would you think? That'll make you uneasy if you're a Baptist preacher right there. Then finally, he sent a little boy down the aisle. Little old fellow come up to me with a little note in his hand. I opened it up and it said, "Preacher, I love you to death, but would you please quit singing?" He said, "This goes to the old folks home and said, you're going to put them in depression. Would you please quit singing tonight? All I am is a twanger. All I can do, they tell me I'm tone deaf. I don't even know what that means. But I've made up my mind. I'll never be able to sing in the better choirs. But I can tell you what I can do. I can twang, I can twang, I can twang for Jesus." Hallelujah. And I'm going to say this. I hope I don't hurt anybody's feelings. I ain't the only twanger in the house. All of us, regardless of our abilities, we've got the same Savior praising the Lord. I don't know if I can get them all in. Doesn't matter. You get the picture now. You can praise him with the timbrel. Timbrel. Let me go ahead and tell you. Sort of like a drum, a timbrel. This is what it means. To beat the drum. It implies a monotonous, steady sound. To beat the drum. It encloses the idea of doing something over and over and over again. When I was growing up as a lad, there's a man in our church named Robert Lee Henderson. I'm sure he's with the Lord now. And Robert Lee Henderson loved to give his testimony. The only problem, it was the same every time he gave it. Same words, same dates. Now, y'all don't let this get out. I memorized his testimony. If he'd have been out and they needed Robert Lee Henderson's testimony, I could have given it. And it got so there were some criticisms of Robert Lee Henderson's testimony. Y'all hear what I say? Beat the drum over and over again. I believe God would rather we praise him, we honor him, we celebrate him, we brag on him, even if we use the same word. I believe he'd rather we brag on him with the same words than not brag on him with the best vocabulary in the county. Amen. Boom. Boom. You know what the Christian life is? It's a bunch of doing the same thing over and over again. Get up on the same day of the week. Yes, wear pretty much the same clothes. We've all get in the same car. I need an amen here. Ride with the same woman. Go to the same church. sit in the same pew. All our habits of sit in the same pew, hear the same preacher, get me an amen, preach out of the same Bible. It's called monotony, but again, it's called habitual godly living. Hey, if you say, preacher, I don't do much, but I'm there. I don't do much, but I'm faithful. I don't do much, but I'll try to. Hey, you're a drummer in the army of God, in the orchestra of God. Cut loose and praise Him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's see. Was that the timbrel? Is that the one I've just been talking about? And next, the stringed instruments. Is that right? Y'all are paying too much attention to this text, let me tell you right now. Dance. Praise Him in the dance. All right, Brother Bagel, what's that? And honestly, the word means to twirl. Feel like I'm digging a hole for myself. Twirl. Dance. Let me tell you what it's not. It's not one man with another man's wife in his arms dancing on some sleazy dance floor at an ungodly bar somewhere. Could I get a little better amen right there? That's what it's not. I'll guarantee you that. What is it? And I think David best answers it. Bringing the ark home. And he cut loose dancing. He cut loose praising God. And Michael was looking through the window. She didn't like it a little bit. Y'all know what she said? Said, you're degrading yourself. Why, you're making yourself like one of the vile men. This is what David said. The Lord saved me. The Lord put me as king of Israel and said, I don't care what you think. If I go down in opinion with everybody, I'm going to praise Him. I'm going to jump around. I'm going to dance to His honor and His glory. And I don't care who likes it. Hallelujah. I don't know how that'd work in our culture. But it wouldn't hurt some of us every now and then to get happy in Jesus. I can't run much anymore. I've got pretty bad hammer toes. He said he could operate, but said if you don't stay off of it 6 weeks, won't do you no good. You'll be worse off. 6 weeks of no preaching? 6 weeks of no revivals? I said, no, doctor, I can't walk. I can't run. But boy, I tell you, down in my heart sometimes, I want to cut loose running. I just want to take a lap for the glory of God. Why, that's exhibitionism. You're showing up. We'll let God handle that when we get to glory. We ought to be happy enough. We ought to be joyful enough that we twirl around, that we jump up and down for His honor and His glory. Are y'all okay? The dance. Oh my. What's next? I lose my play. Oh yeah. Stringed instruments. The word means, the root word, you can look it up, to apportion. To apportion. If you've got a stringed instrument in your hands, I need an amen. One string won't do it. Two's not much better. Boy, there are a bunch of skin bags out here. Y'all don't even know how many strings it takes to make music. It takes, how many are there? Four, five, six? Somewhere along there. It takes all of them to make music to God. Preacher, I'm not a trumpet. Sure hope I'm not a skin bag. I think I can sing a little better than a twanger. Where do I fit? Oh, listen to me. Hope I get, God's got a place for you. That's where them string, God's got a place for you. I've seen people I've seen people, praise God, shouting and running and spitting and having a time. I like it. I've seen people, praise God, with all the dignity. I like it. I've seen people squalling and bawling, tears. I like it. It doesn't matter what housing it's wearing, as long as in our hearts we are praising God. Stringed instruments. I got to go on now and conclude the message. Organs. Ooh. Organs. Preacher, the word means to breathe. To breathe. Like, it can actually mean to pant. You say, that don't make any sense. We plug ours in. But in those olden days, there were bellows that blew the air to make those beautiful sounds. I think that saying praise is best when there's some, when there's some air that gets in it. Don't y'all die on me now. I don't get that preacher there. I believe it's the gentle breezes of the good Holy Ghost of God. The wind blowing in the mulberry trees up there in the top. Or if you prefer, Acts 2:2, a rushing mighty wind. Oh, Holy Ghost, stir me, warn me, compel me to praise the name of the Lord God Almighty. Loud cymbals, high sounding cymbals. Preacher, sure as I think. That word cymbals means, and I may be getting a little off here, but it's what the word means, to tingle. Oh, I forgot. Y'all are Baptists. Please excuse me. To tingle. This thing started off, it's a command. You will do it. Praise ye the Lord. But then I got busy praising him out of obligation, out of duty, out of obedience. And now I'm this far into it. Please smile at me. I'm tingling. I'm tingling. Somebody hand me those glasses, if you will, please. I'm tingling. You say, preacher, I do not understand that one. But oh, let me explain it to you. I wish every man of God, you get in that pulpit. I've already told, I'm backward. I'm an introvert. I'm at home in the corner of a room with a book in my hand. But something happens when you get up there. It's like the Spirit of God shows up and he begins to work and he begins to move. And I don't mind telling you, it gets to tingling every now and then. Something gets to going on down in my heart. Hallelujah. Well, how ought you to act when you get to tingling? Well, here's one option. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. The cymbals. The high sounding. And I will add this very quickly, Steve. And I know I'm got to close. That word, cymbals. One time in our King James Bible, that word for cymbals. Get this, Jamie. It is translated spear. Spear, as in an offensive weapon. I got to thinking this afternoon. You don't mean. Could God be hinting at us if we'll praise him, if we'll celebrate him, if we'll brag on him? Amen. He'll put a spear in our hand. And the more we, I don't know if I'm going to get an amen or not, and the more we praise him, the more we can whoop a devil. The more we can sling that spear at that old enemy. Oh, I know we've got the sharp two-edged word of God, but that spear, and I don't know all it could represent, but I'll tell you what, if praising him and getting to tingling can help run the devil out of town, I am in favor of it. Amen. Now we close. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Still PL stem, still imperative mood. No. This is the exception. It is the imperfect mood. Time for a 30-second grammar lesson. Imperative mood says you will do it to obey me. Imperfect mood means if you ever start it, if you ever start it, if I get it won't quit. It'll go on and on and on and on and on. Y'all remember when our cars wouldn't start and it's old straight shift? You get it on a hill and you would kick that thing and it'd begin to roll downhill and you could pop that clutch and you ever get that praise starting, honey? You fixing to have a downhill ride. You're fixing to have a roller coaster ride. You're fixing to have a glorious ride. Oh my, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. As sure as I stand here, that word hath breath, it has a negative connotation as well. To be in labor. Used for a mother about labor pains. And I wonder this. I'm just sharing what I've studied. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Do you reckon that means praise the Lord when you're in labor? When you're going through painful times, when you're going through hard times, when your world is falling apart, maybe that is the time, more than any other time, I'll take some, that we ought to be busy praising the Lord. Praise Him. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. And then right there at the end, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Jordan's coming. He'll come to the instrument. Praise ye the Lord. This is the first time in this psalm the Holy Ghost fuses together. Praise. I didn't tell you the word Lord. Yah. Jehovah. First time the Holy Ghost fuses it together. Hallel. We learned that word. Yah. Hallel. Yah. But there's a rule of Hebrew pronunciation. You can't just say Hallel Yah. There's a little fusion that goes between to soften. Hallel, and it's the sound U, Yah. Hallel, I think you've heard it before. Hallelujah. No, help me. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah! Glory to God. That is pure Hebrew. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's the same in every language on earth. You can go to Russia and among God's people say hallelujah. They know what you mean. Same in Brazil. Same anywhere in the world. And Zechariah 3:9. Zephaniah 3:9. It says when we get to heaven, we're going to speak a pure language. I think it's Hebrew. You may have that's God's language. He gave us the Old Testament in Hebrew. We're going to speak a pure language. If I'm anywhere near right, there's one word of heavenly language you already know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh my. Anybody got a God worth praising tonight? Stand with us a minute.